What a perfect day for Guru Purnima. It's raining, it's cloudy. In India, in July, it's raining. It's the rainy season. And this Guru Purnima, full moon, in July, is to remember all the saints, the sages, the gurus, the enlightened ones, past, present, future. And what does the guru do? He tries to remind the disciples, the seekers, that there's something beyond the clouds, beyond the mind, beyond your identification, beyond your thoughts, your ideas. So don't focus on the clouds, on the rain. Focus on that which is beyond, that is unchanging. Otherwise you will be lost, like everybody is. You are identified with that which always changes. You are never steady. You are not centered. You are lost with your thoughts. So all the masters is there to remind you. Get centered. Go beyond the appearance to that which is. That which is always there. The mind is like a thin layer, like the clouds. And above that, just imagine how much blue sky, how much space, how the sun always shines. So don't get identified with your thoughts. Then you never get anywhere. You will just run in circles. The West is so poor compared to the East in the history of enlightenment, meditation, seeking. In their culture, in their history, is nothing. Nothing like meditation, gurus, sannyasins, saints, yogis, Sufis, Zen. Is very poor. Is very dry. No, all that is changing because the world is becoming so small. There is no East or West. But in India, especially, for thousands of years, they acknowledged, they worshipped, they were grateful in the whole society of the guru, of the saints. It was totally accepted that some people were not satisfied with the so-called normal life in society. They wanted to go deeper. They wanted to go higher. And the only way is then to go to a guru. Otherwise, how will you get out of your own mind? The guru is one who is always pointing you back to the real, to yourself, to your heart. Otherwise, the whole society is used to going in circles, being lost, being busy. So it takes courage. And that was very known in India, that it is for the courageous ones who are ready to face themselves, who are ready to walk their own path away from the masses, away from the habits, away from the conditions. So I'm happy to bring this Guru Purnima here. India is a very crazy country. It's just amazing how it functions. Look here, in all Scandinavia is maybe 20 million people, and in India is more than 1 billion. And in India, they have so many holidays. Holidays for this, holiday for that. Holidays for the Hindu gods, which is not only one god. But for Krishna, for Shiva, for Rama, for Kali, for Durga, all the gods, for Hanuman. Then they have the Sikh holiday for Guru Nanak and all the gurus, Sikh gurus. Then they have for Muslim saints. Then they have for the Buddhist and Buddha birthday, enlightenment day. Then they have for the Parsi saints. And so it goes on. And then they have the official holidays. For Gandhi and famous Indians, liberation. So it's no wonder that not much is getting done there. And many holidays they can choose. It's not really official, but what is official in India, I wonder. But then they can choose if they want to have holiday then or if not, because you have so many different beliefs and so many different religions and so many different traditions. So it's left open. But what do you think? If you work, would you take holiday or not? Used opportunity. So in the West, with that also we are very poor. How many holidays you have? How much is that? There's only liberation from this or that, for some war, for Christmas. In Norway, in Italy, in Brazil, they're very poor, very, very limited. If they have maybe 15, 20 holidays, then India have 60. How can they manage that? Because they have such a long tradition in all kinds of things. And where else do you have national holidays for all kinds of saints in all the different religions? And the gurus, the masters, the enlightened ones. I don't know any other country. And maybe India is the oldest country on the planet. So that must make them also the wisest in the name of traditions. So if there's anybody that is worth remembering, it is the saints. It's not Mao and Lenin and Churchill and Hitler. It should be the saints. It should be the masters. It should be the enlightened ones who brings light into the world. Not darkness. The gurus are the dispellers of darkness. know in this world, in this time, is so much that takes your attention, is so much for the mind, including spiritual things and teachings, that you totally can forget about your true Santa. It's not easy to be steady. You have to have a dedication to it. And the mind is very restless. It was pretty fancy, huh? No, the cool sweater. Midya, are you staying warm? Or should I be worried? It's okay? Are you in there? Anybody home? Is anybody in there? Are you there? Are you here? Na 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 na. It's so you can put it. I know you are there now. If you are cold, you can put it back on. Okay. It's pretty cozy, huh? No? It was very close. I didn't come at all because of all this corona and all that. But now we are here. You could think it was winter, you know, but we still have roses. As long as we have Guruji, we have roses. Pah, beautiful color, huh? Pah. I look proper now. Going to the office. Ah, this is my office now. Nine to five. No stress. Okay, Vima? I will read you some from my master Osho about Guru Purnima. This Guru Purnima day is the day of all the Buddhas, of all the ones who have become awake. In their remembrance, become more aware. Use this opportunity. The path is here, just in front of you. You can see that luminous light. It is here. You can hear that celestial sound, that music. The music is happening now. And you can be soaked into my fragrance. It all depends on you. How much you are ready to take, how receptive, how open, how much you are willing, how much you are going to be with me, how deeply, how total. You can come here just to hear my words, then you will miss the real message. You can come here full of your nonsense, your argumentative, your mind, your words, your spiritual ideas. Then you will not be able to hear what I'm trying to convey to you, what I'm trying to share. You can come here as a Hindu, Mohammedan, Jaina, Buddhist, Christian, and you will miss me. But only you will be responsible, nobody else. The door is open. Try to understand your responsibility towards yourself. Shake yourself up. Enough you have been stumbling in the darkness. Don't miss. When light becomes available, don't miss this opportunity. Have courage. Take the jump. There is a famous statement of Rumi. I died as a mineral and became a plant. I died as the plant and I rose to become an animal. I died as an animal and I was born into becoming a man. Why should I fear? When was I less by dying? And to be with the Master is to go through a rebirth. Before the rebirth, the death. And that is the fear that comes when you come around the Master. The fear of dying. The fear of disappearing, losing the old. But listen to this Rumi statement. Why should I fear? When was I less by dying? I died as a plant and I became an animal. I died as an animal and I became a man. When you die in your Master, as a man, you become divine. A Master is a death and a resurrection. This day of Guru Purnima is a day of death and resurrection. This is your possibility. It is no ordinary day. It is very, very symbolic. If you come to me, you come only in one way. If you come to die in me. If you will not be, and you will be not less by your dying, you will be more. You will be infinitely more. You will be losing nothing and you will be gaining all. Because this is very difficult for the mind, for the ego to understand. Because you can only lose that which is false. You can never lose that which is real. So the Master is taking away all that is false. That you think is real. That you are clinging to. And what will you have left? The real, your essence, your divine self. This death into the Master is what makes a man a disciple, a real man. It is no ordinary relationship. It is the only extraordinary relationship in the whole world. All other relationships are ordinary. All other relationships are part of this world. Only this relationship is not part of the world. It takes you It is a golden bridge from the visible to the invisible, from the material to the divine, from the known to the unknown, from death to deathlessness. But remember, you will have to die to the old. You will have to let go. Let go of the false and regain the real. To be with the Master is really to carry your own cross on your shoulders. And that is why only very, very courageous people can become disciples. I'm not here for students. And remember, even sometimes it is people who are only students that comes. They don't have the courage to really go deep. But they will fall off. They will disappear by itself. They don't have the courage to really go deep, to really get involved. I'm not here for the students, for the curious ones. I'm not interested in students at all. I'm only interested in disciples, those who are courageous enough to go into this eternal voyage, this pilgrimage, back to yourself. Three things you need. One, listening. Second, pondering it in the heart. Third, practicing in the body. He says three steps I needed. First, you have to listen with the mind, because you are the mind. When somebody comes to the Master, you are lost in the mind. Maybe you don't even know that you want to get free of the mind, because you are so identified in the mind. So first, you have to listen, you have to open up your mind. Be open-minded. Then that teaching has to sink into the heart. Then when the heart tastes the fragrance of truth, the words of truth, something can get ignited, which is deeper than the mind. Now something much more existential is happening in the disciple. He or she is waking up, the heart is waking up, the spiritual heart is coming back. Then the mind has much less power. Now the next step is to be integrated, to live the teaching, to start living from the heart instead of the mind. Listening in the mind. When you are listening to me, these words are not mine. These are the words of all the Buddhas. These words have nothing to do with me. I'm no more here. I'm functioning only as a hollow bamboo. These words are of all the Buddhas, all the enlightened ones, past, present, future. Because the message is the same. It is always the same. It is an eternal message. Sanatana Dharma. It is the eternal message of the awakened ones. Listen, listen with the mind without any arguments. If you are arguing with me, if your mind goes on, you will totally miss. And remember, I'm not at the loss when you miss. I don't lose anything. If you miss, you miss. You miss all. Listen in the mind with no argument. And I'm not saying, believe what I'm saying. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying believe. Just no argument, an open mind, a still mind. There is no need to believe. Just first listen. Try to be silent, just like a mirror. When you have come before a mirror, the mirror does not believe in you, but the mirror reflects you. It reflects you perfectly as you are. The mirror has no attitude about you, good or bad, beautiful or ugly. No, absolutely no attitude. And remember, the mirror does not argue. It simply reflects. You have to be ready to look at yourself. Listening in the mind means listen to what I'm saying. There is absolutely no hurry to believe. And there is no hurry to disbelieve. That's what I mean. Don't listen with argumentation. Simply listen. Only this first step is totally forgotten in the world. People cannot listen. That's why patience is needed, training is needed, understanding is needed, meditation is needed. Because the mind cannot be present. So people cannot really listen to what is happening now. You have to open up to the moment. Just like listening to the rain. Everything else stops, only the rain is. And it's the same when you listen to the Master. Just listen. Just like you're listening to the rain, to the river, to a bird song. It comes from the same space. Second, ponder it in the heart. First listen and then let it sink into the heart. Don't be in any hurry to think about it. If you think in a hurry, you will remain in the head. Let it first go deep, deep. Digest it, sleep over it. Let it soak into you. Let it go deeper. Let it settle in the heart. And remember, the Master is only talking to the hearts. They are not talking to the heads. Only if you have an awakened heart can they reach you. It's your work to go beyond the identification with the mind. To regain your heart so you can start listening from your core. Settle in the heart. There, ponder over it. Meditate on it. In the heart. Then don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry to practice it. Let it soak. Let it soak a little deeper into your body, into your heart, into your guts. And then slowly, slowly, it becomes a practice of its own. If you are digesting it into your heart, nurturing it, taking care of it, then slowly, slowly it will transform your whole system. Don't be in a hurry to talk about it, to show about it. Keep it secret. Let it flower into your being. Let it become real, not just the taste. Let it become unshakable. So you start functioning from your heart. Then slowly, slowly the next is that it becomes you. It becomes your actions. It becomes your being. These are the three easy steps so you can understand the signs of transformation. This is really Guru Yoga, what he's doing. First he has to tempt you, talk to you, so you understand with the mind. So you get courage to go into this journey, into the unknown, into deep water. Then you have to get you into the river. Then you have to, he has to teach you swimming so you can enjoy the river. Before you were afraid of the river. Now you can enjoy the river. Laughing, swimming, look at me, I can. Then he has to teach you to go dive deep. Still a new thing. Will I drown? More and more courage, more and more understanding, more and more wisdom, more and more let go. These are the three stages of being with the Master. In an easy way. Like they say, it could have been easy. But some people say, why make it easy when it can be difficult? So then, I am Mr. Easy. Difficult people doesn't understand. Difficult people go with difficult people. So they can understand difficult things. Easy things is so easy, it's nothing to understand, it's just be it. Guru Purnima.
Closer than breath, you are the air. Sweeter than laughter, you are here. Release, Jai Gurudev,
Jai Gurudev.
Held in the open sky.
Without my guru,
so
I wouldn't be here. And just think what you would have been without your guru.
I am the lover.
All praise to the guru.
You are the love.
Jai Bhagavan. The remover of darkness, the bringer of the sun, of consciousness. Jai Guru.
By your grace, by your grace.
Madhu.
Oh, my Lord.
Daja. Shruti, how are you doing? You still have on them? Hmm? Yeah? Your new home. You're still in your camper. Ah. That's it. That's the sannyasins. Caravan sarai. We should all have just camper. Mudita appeared again. Huh? Guru Purnima, oh my God. Bringing India to the mountains of Norway. Times are changing. No, we even get palak paneer in head almost. Oh my God, you can go anywhere. These poor people are waiting for me. All the things. All the things a master does for the disciple. This is non-stop. Although his life is very peaceful, nothing to do. So all these people just... Yeah, mom. Mm.